The Americans. Reconstruction to the 21st Century. Chapter 21. Section 1. Taking on Segregation. Before you read. In the last section, you read about President Johnson's Great Society. In this section, you will read how African Americans challenged the nation's policies of segregation and racial inequality. The segregation system. How did World War II help start the civil rights movement? By 1950, most African Americans were still considered second-class citizens. Throughout the South, Jim Crow laws remained in place. These were laws aimed at keeping blacks separate from whites. During the 1950s, however, a civil rights movement began. This was a movement by blacks to gain greater equality in American society. In several ways, World War II helped set the stage for this movement. First, the demand for soldiers during the war had created a shortage of white male workers. This opened up many new jobs for African Americans. Second, about 700,000 African Americans had served in the armed forces. These soldiers helped free Europe. Many returned from the war ready to fight for their own freedom. Third, during the war, President Franklin Roosevelt outlawed racial discrimination in all federal agencies and war-related companies. World War II had given American blacks a taste of equality and respectability. When the war ended, many African Americans were more determined than ever to improve their status. Question 1. Name two ways in which World War II helped set the stage for the civil rights movement. Challenging segregation in court. What was important in the case of Brown v. Board of Education? Even before the civil rights movement began, African American lawyers had been challenging racial discrimination in court. Beginning in 1938, a team of lawyers, led by Thurgood Marshall, began arguing several cases before the Supreme Court. Their biggest victory came in the 1954 case known as Brown v. Board of Education of Topeka, Kansas. In this case, the Supreme Court ruled that separate schools for whites and blacks were unequal and thus unconstitutional. Question 2. What did the Supreme Court rule about separate schools for whites and blacks? Reaction to the Brown decision. The Montgomery bus boycott. Where did African Americans fight racial segregation? Some Southern communities refused to accept the Brown decision. In 1955, the Supreme Court handed down a second Brown ruling. It ordered schools to desegregate more quickly. The school desegregation issue reached a crisis in 1957 in Little Rock, Arkansas. The state's governor, Orville Faubus, refused to let 9 African American students attend Little Rock's Central High School. President Eisenhower sent in federal troops to allow the students to enter the school. School was just one place where African Americans challenged segregation. They also battled discrimination on city buses. In Montgomery, Alabama, a local law required that blacks give up their bus seats to whites. In December 1955, Montgomery resident Rosa Parks refused to give her seat to a white man. Parks was arrested. After her arrest, African Americans in Montgomery organized a year-long boycott of the city's bus system. The protesters looked for a person to lead the bus boycott. They chose Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., the pastor of a Baptist church. The boycott lasted 381 days. Finally, in late 1956, the Supreme Court ruled that segregated buses were illegal. Question 3. Name two places that African Americans targeted for racial desegregation. Martin Luther King and the SCLC. The movement spreads. Where did King get his ideas? Martin Luther King Jr. preached nonviolent resistance. He termed it soul force. He based his ideas on the teachings of several people. From Jesus, he learned to love one's enemies. From the writer Henry David Thoreau, King took the idea of civil disobedience. This was the refusal to obey an unjust law. From labor organizer A. Philip Randolph, he learned how to organize huge demonstrations. From Mohandas Gandhi, King learned that a person could resist oppression without using violence. King joined with other ministers and civil rights leaders in 1957. They formed the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, SCLC. By 1960, another influential civil rights group emerged, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, was formed mostly by college students. Members of this group felt that change for African Americans was occurring too slowly. One protest strategy that SNCC, SNCC, used was the sit-in. During a sit-in, blacks sat at whites-only lunch counters. They refused to leave until they were served. In February 1960, African American students staged a sit-in at a lunch counter at a Woolworth's store in Greensboro, North Carolina. The students sat there as whites hit them and poured food over their heads. By late 1960, students had desegregated lunch counters in 48 cities in 11 states. Question 4. Name two people from whom Martin Luther King Jr. drew his ideas.